بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه يستعين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Graduating students of Darul Uloom and Madinatul Uloom and respected listeners, must have crossed our students' minds at the beginning of the year. But then throughout the year, we sometimes forget who we owe this favor to. This favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the graduating students. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for you to reach the end of the year. This favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is owed to many. It's indeed owed to many. Start with your ustads in Darul Uloom and Madinatul Uloom. Your parents, those who have supported you morally, financially. You mustn't forget them and their support throughout your journey for the quest of knowledge. We mustn't forget our Shaykh, our beloved Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum Hadda Zilluhu Al-Ali. We mustn't forget Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. When we look at the Sanad, sometimes we forget these people. We see a Sanad, we think of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, and others. Then we look at the Tabi Tabi'i and the Tabi and the Sahabi, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we forget our ustads. We forget Hazrat, that he's in our sanad. We forget Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, that he's in our sanad. And these are equally important. Because if it wasn't for Hazrat, and if it wasn't for Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, nothing of this kind would be even dreamt of or possible in this country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allahu Marqadahu the greatest, the loftiest, the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. The greatest you have reserved is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after that, there is a promise, مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَى وَالصَّالِحِينَ, that the highest rank is for the prophets and the messengers, but they will intercede for others to be with them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and have mercy and elevate the status in Jannatul Firdaus of Hazrat Mawlana Islam al-Haq sahib rahmatullahi alayhi wa nawwara Allahu marqadahu wa barada marja'ahu dafin al-baqi. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum a long, healthy life. not just a long life, but a very long and a healthy life. Because Hazrat, and without Hazrat, we wouldn't have learned how to crawl, let alone walk, let alone talk. We owe it to Hazrat Maulana Hashim Sahib. We owe Hazrat Mufti Shabbir Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib. And the other asatizah of hadith and tafsir and fiqh of Darul Uloom, upon whose hands thousands have graduated and have spread far and wide, preserving the deen and connecting the creation to the Creator. We talk about Hazrat and the majlis will not end. This wasn't intended, neither does Hazrat allow his tarif. I'm just reminding you, I'm not doing anybody's tarif. I am. But the main purpose of this tarif is to remind myself and to remind all of the graduating students that we may embrace at the end of the Jalsa with our parents, our friends, our teachers. But in your Khatme Bukhari dua, do not forget Hazrat Damat Barakatuh. We go on further into the Sanad. Hazrat Maulana Khalid Ahmad Sahib Sahrampuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. The Sanad leads us to Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi's favors, again, countless favors upon the Muslims generally and specifically upon the Indian Muslims of the Indian subcontinent are numerous. Not just numerous, but never ending. Remember, if it wasn't for Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayh, this majlis would not be possible. It was Hazrat Shah Waliullah Ahmad ibn Abdul Rahim Al Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayh who, after completing his studies and taking the Asaneed and Ahadith from his respected Ustad, Shaykh Abu Tahir al-Madani, rahmatullahi alayhi, in Medina Munawwara in Hijaz, that he travelled back to Hindustan. And when he was leaving his Shaykh, Shaykh Abu Tahir al-Madani, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said a poem, and he said, نسيت كل طريق كنت أعرفه نسيت كل طريق كنت أعرفه إلا طريقا يؤديني لربكم إلا طريقا يؤديني لربكم. That I have forgotten every path that I knew. He's referring to all the different types of knowledge and uloom that he had sought. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi Alayh introduced Sihaya Sitta to the Indian subcontinent. Until his time in the 12th century Hijri, the highest kitab that was taught in the Madaris was Mishkat al-Masabih. And Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi Alayh studied by his father, and he completed his whole ilmiyat course at the age of 15. At the age of 15, he completed his whole ilmiyat course. Imagine for him to complete his ilmiyat course at the age of 15, and after that, he lives approximately another 55 years. He was born in 1114 Hijri. He was born 1114 Hijri, and he passed away 1176 Hijri. Approximately 50 years after his graduation from Mishkat and Ilmiyat, imagine the Ulum and all the other issues, all the other matters, all the other books that he wrote, all the work that he did. Actually, he was referred to as a Mujaddid after Mujaddid al-Fithani, Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullahi alayhi. After Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullahi alayhi left this world, the revivalist of the second century of the second millennium, after he left, the condition of the Muslims again began to diminish in every sphere, in every way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave the ummah, did not abandon the ummah, but sent as the Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi as the Mujaddid of the 12th century Hijri. As the Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, in the words of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat, the founder of Darul Diyoband, Bani Darul Diyoband, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, says, ki agar Hindustan میں حضرت شاہ ولی اللہ محدث دہلوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے علاوہ کوئی اور نہ آیا ہوتا, اگر ہندوستان کی سرزمین میں حضرت شاہ ولی اللہ محدث دہلوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے علاوہ کوئی اور نہ بھی آیا ہوتا تو ہندوستان کے لیے فخر کے لیے کافی تھا کہ حضرت شاہ ولی اللہ محدث دہلوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہے. It was sufficient for the whole ummah, it was sufficient for the whole Indian subcontinent that we had, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi, in the words of Hazrat Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi. His favors, we have the Tarajim al-Quran in Urdu. The first tarjuma of the Quran made in the whole of the Indian subcontinent was from Arabic to Farsi by Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi. And after Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, 50 years after Hazrat passed away, his son Shah Abdul Qadir Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi translated his father's translation originally in Farsi, from Farsi to Urdu. And then began the habit of the translating of the Quran into the Urdu language. So all the tarajim, all the translations of the Quran we have in Urdu, we owe it, we owe this great favor upon the ummah to Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi and his children. So he says, نسيت كل طريق كنت أعرفه إلا طريقا يؤديني لربكم that I have forgotten every path that I knew. All the other knowledges, all the uloom that I had gained and learned, I've forgotten everything. And he, referring to his ustad and Shaykh Abu Tahir al-Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, his name comes in all our asanid after Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi. And Shaykh Abu Tahir al-Madani rahmatullahi alayhi is being referred to here. And Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, addressing him, says, إِلَّا طَرِيقًا يُؤَدِّينِ لِرَبْئِكُمُ, except for that path that led me to your humble dwelling. Meaning, the path, the route I took from Hindustan, and I travelled to Hijaz, for which knowledge? For the knowledge of Hadith. So he says, I've forgotten all the other sciences, all the other ulum, and from now on, after returning to Hindustan, my only and only focus will be the propagation and to spread the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And believe me, you look at his life, amazing achievement. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi writes in most of his books, including Taqreer Bukhari in the beginning, when he talks about the ahmiyat of the sanad. Hazrat Shaykh nawarallahu marqadahu, being Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, who else could do this? Hazrat Shaykh nawarallahu marqadahu had a feeling, he wanted to know exactly where does our sanad lead to. His own sanad, he knew that it leads to Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi. But do the sanads, the asanid, the chains of narrations and narrators in the whole of the Indian subcontinent, does everybody's and all the ulama and the mashayikh and the muhaddithin in the Indian subcontinent, in Mazahir Ulum, in Darul Dioban, in Jamia Islamiyah, Dabil, in all the other madaris, does everybody's sanad lead to Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi rahmatullahi alayhi or not? And it had to be Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi. He wrote a letter. He sent a letter to every single madrasa, every single ustad-e hadith of every single madrasa of the whole Indian subcontinent. Who could do this? He wrote a letter to every single ustad of hadith of every single madrasa in the whole of the Indian subcontinent, asking them, requesting them for their sanads. Please send me your sanad. Al-Abd Zakariya, he put his name at the end, rahmatullahi alayh, that I am requesting you that please send me your asanid of hadith. He didn't say what I wanted. He just requested everybody's asanid. And being Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayh, when the letter reached all the mashaykh and the muhaddithin and the asatiza of hadith of all the madaris, great madaris of Hindustan and India and the subcontinent, who wouldn't reply? Who wouldn't reply? Let alone those affiliated to the Deobandi sect. All the affiliates of all the other sects, including the Ahl-e Hadith, everybody, all the ulama, all the asatiza of hadith in all the madaris, they all replied to Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi's letter, all of them. And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi gathered all those notes and all those replies. Imagine how many must have been. And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi says, I reached the conclusion that the asanid of every single talib-e ilm and every single ustad-e hadith of the whole Indian subcontinent reaches Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith-e Dehlawi rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi's favors upon us and the ummah. حضرت شاہ ولی اللہ محدث دہلوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ از دا کنیکشن بٹوین اس اینڈ دا اصحاب کتب سِتہ اینڈ آل دا ادر مصنفین آف دا بکس آف احادیث. Our asanid through our asatiza of Darul Ulum, and then to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayh, and then to Hazrat Sahranpuri Rahmatullahi Alayh, all the way to Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi Rahmatullahi Alayh. That's the first part of our sanad. The second part of the sanad is from his ustad, Shaykh Abu Tahir Madani, all the way to Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, so on and so forth. So the connection is Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi Rahmatullahi Alayh. He brought the asanid. He brought the ulum of hadith from Hijaz, from Makkah, from Medina, from the ulama of the Arab. And then he spread it all over the Indian subcontinent. We owe these people. We owe many people. As I started, we owe Hazrat, we owe Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayh, Al-Insanu Abdul Ihsan. Al-Insanu Abdul Ihsan, the insan is a slave of ihsan and favors. We are servants and slaves of other people's service. Other people have served us. Other people have sacrificed so much for us. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi Rahmatullahi Alayh is our connection to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we made and we prayed for Hazrat Mawlana Islam Al-Aqsab Rahmatullahi Alayh, Hazrat Awa Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, Hazrat Shaykh Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Allah ki ata mein kya kami hai? We will cover the second last hadith shortly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and jannat is so wasi. You can't restrict Allah's mercy, Allah's jannat, to a few people. The last person who will enter Jannah will be given tenfold of this dunya. The last person. And he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, imagine, the last person to leave the Jannah, to leave Jahannam, imagine how much time he must have spent and he will have to spend in Jahannam. The last person to leave Jahannam, the last believer. Imagine how much time he will have to spend in Jahannam, in the punishment. He will be tortured. You can't imagine what he must and he will have to go through and what he will have to endure. May Allah have mercy on us. May Allah take us with the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The last person to enter Jannat, he will be crawling like a child. He will not even have the strength to walk. Through these torments and torture in Jahannam. Imagine he's the last person, last believer to leave Jahannam. That he will not even be able to walk out of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Yakbu, Yahbu. These are the words mentioned. He will fall, he will tremble, he will crawl. And then when he reaches the door of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, enter Jannah. And when he sees the door of Jannah, and when he sees the mercy of Jannah, he'll see the people of Jannah talking and enjoying. He will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, Jannah is full. There's no space for me. There's no space left. I'm the last one. There's no space left. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, Sahadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, enter. And he will say, He will reply, Allah. He will be so happy. Reminds me of the hadith, the person who's traveling and he loses his conveyance. And then he goes to a tree, he lies down, he leans on the tree. On his conveyance was his water, his drink, his food, his clothes, everything that he relied upon to live. He's lost everything now. So now he goes to a tree, he leans on a tree, and he's waiting for maut. It's hot. He's got no water, no conveyance, no hope, and he's waiting when the angel of death appears. And he falls asleep, his eyes closed. Suddenly, after a few moments, his eyes open, and what does he see in front of him? His conveyance. He's so happy. Imagine his happiness. He had lost everything, let alone the conveyance. He had lost hope in life. And then suddenly when he wakes up and he sees his conveyance, he's so happy that he says, O Allah, you are my servant, I am your Lord. O Allah, you are my servant, I am your Lord. Out of happiness, he doesn't even realize what he's saying. So this person, he will say and reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You're making fun of me. You're joking with me. He's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're joking with me. You're making fun of me. There's no space in Jannat. There is no space. All the Jannats are full. I can see all the people. There's no space left for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, let alone one Jannat, I give you 10 folds. This will be the last person. Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy is so vast. And we prayed for our mashayikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat Shawliullah al-Muhaddith al-Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi nawra Allahu marqadahu wa barada marja'ahu. What can we say? Oh Allah, give him the highest position in your eyes in Jannatul Firdaus. He is our connection, by Talaba, he is our connection. If it wasn't for him, there would be no Sihai Sitta. There would be no Mu'attain. There wouldn't be anything. We wouldn't have these books of a hadith in front of us. He brought it. He sacrificed everything and he introduced everything in the Indian subcontinent. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi has written and compiled many books. Amongst the books and the works, he's compiled Al-Fawzul Kabir. You've heard of Al-Fawzul Kabir, you've heard of Hujjatullah Al-Baligha. And one of his famous works is Al-Fadl Al-Mubin fi al-Musalsal min Hadith al-Nabi al-Ummi al-Amin. Al-Fadl Al-Mubin fi al-Musalsal min Hadith al-Nabi al-Amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this kitab, Musalsalat, famously known as Musalsalat of Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, he collects the Musalsalat for those brothers who are not aware. Musalsal refers to a certain condition, a circumstance, and a description. And there are many types. The most famous one is Al-Musalsal Bil-Awwaliyya, where, and mashallah, our asatiza in the beginning of the year, taking you back to the beginning of the year, everything so far that I've mentioned is to do with the beginning of the year. And our asatiza in Da'ulum and Madinatulum have mentioned Al-Musalsal Bil-Awwaliyya. Before initiating and beginning any kitab of hadith, even before the first hadith, even before the first bismillah, the first hadith that is conveyed to the students of ilm by their respected teachers is Hadith al-Rahmah. Al-Musalsal Bil-Awwaliyya. Hadith is famously known as the Hadith of Mercy. Hadith al-Rahma, al-Musalsal bil-Awwaliyya. The first hadith that our asatiza heard from their asatiza, and they heard from their asatiza, and they heard from their asatiza, all the way to the end. All the way to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Al-Hadith al-Musalsal bil-Awwaliyya. He begins his kitab with al-Musalsal bil-Awwaliyya. The Musalsalat is truly amazing. We are approaching the end of the kitabs. The Musalsalat are of many types. There's one category of Musalsalat is known as al-Musalsal bil-Musafaha. Every ustad, every sheikh, every teacher of hadith, when mentioning this hadith to his student, takes his hands and makes musafaha all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of the sahabi and made musafaha. When I say hand, obviously when you have two hands, the other person's one hand is between two hands. Many people have become accustomed to shaking hands, shaking with one hand, musafaha with one hand. And when you hold their hand, their one hand with two hands, they say it's a bid'ah. And those people who say this is a bid'ah are those who claim to follow Sahih al-Bukhari. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned in Kitab al-Istidhan, in Bukhari Sharif, there is a chapter, Babul Akhdi bil Yadain. When you do salam with two hands. This is in Bukhari. We say to our brothers, I would request my brothers, those who claim to follow Bukhari and Muslim, those who say we are the people of the Hadith and the Ahl Hadith, not to fight and discuss petty issues when the Ummah is suffering so much. Allahu Akbar. The Ummah is suffering so much, and especially in the last century, and then the last decade, and then the last few months, the sufferings of the Ummah. Will we not wake up? And will we not understand that there are more important issues we need to solve for the Ummah instead of arguing over petty issues of doing salam and calling those people who do salam with two hands an innovator? Whereas Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi himself is proving to the whole Ummah that the etiquette of salam is to take and present two hands. It's a chapter, Babul Akhdi bil Yadain. Sahih al-Bukhari, there are many narrations. Majority of the narrations, and who other than Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi in Fathul Bari, commentating after this hadith, says that the majority of the narrators of Sahih al-Bukhari have said that the chapter heading of this chapter is Babul Akhdi bil Yadain. Only two out of more than 10 say Babul Akhdi bil Yad. Only two say to take one hand. The majority of the narrators of Sahih al-Bukhari say it's not Babul Akhdi bil Yad, but it's Babul Akhdi bil Yadain. When you do salam, you take two hands, you present two hands. And then he mentions the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the Tarjamatul Bab, and also in ta'liqan, and then also marfu'an in the Bab. Allamani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at-tashahud. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me the tashahud. Wa kaffi bayna kaffayhi, and my one hand was between the two hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't with one hand. My one hand was between the two hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it doesn't mean that he put one hand forward. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put two hands forward, can you imagine a sahabi putting one hand forward? So when you say two hands and one hand being in between, it's obvious. I've got two hands, you put your one hand in front of my two hands. It doesn't mean that it's only one hand, the other hand is on the side, and your one hand is between my two hands. Allamani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at-tashahud wa kaffi bayna kaffayhi. And then he mentions some athar of tabi'een, that the tabi'een and the sahaba would do musafaha with two hands. This is Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. So this is al-musalsal bil-musafaha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith, and he took the hands of the sahabi. And then the sahabi narrates the hadith to the tabi'i, and when narrating the hadith, he takes the hands of the tabi'i all the way to Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi and afterwards. Imagine. Another type of musalsal is al-musalsal bil-makkiyin. All the narrators from Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith al-Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi to the sahabi are all from Makkah, all lived in Makkah. There's another musalsal hadith, al-musalsal bil-aba. Al-musalsal bil-aba, this is amazing. Every narrator narrates from his father. And he from his father, and he from his father. So, Shaykh Abu Tahir al-Madani rahmatullahi alayk narrates from his father, Shaykh Ibrahim al-Kurdi. And he narrates from his father, and he narrates from his father, all the way to Hazrat Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. Hazrat Hussein says that I narrate this hadith from my father, Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who takes the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another type of musalsal narration, these are all amazing narrations, musalsal bil Muhammadiyin. Every narrator all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Muhammad. Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, his name is Ahmed. And then after that, he takes the narration from his Shaykh Muhammad, Shaykh Muhammad Wafdullah. Shaykh Muhammad Wafdullah. And then from Shaykh Muhammad Wafdullah, all the way to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that chain of narrations, 39 narrators all named Muhammad. All Muhammad. 39 narrators. It ends, that sanad ends, so it begins with Muhammad Waqtullah, the teacher of Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi. And it ends with the famous tabi, Muhammad bin Sirin. Muhammad bin Sirin, he narrates from Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jahsh. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jahsh and Abihi. And Abihi, so the tabi'i is Muhammad, his father is also Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jahsh. And he narrates from Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing in the marketplace, and he saw a person, his thigh was open, his thigh was visible, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, غَطِّ فَخِذَكْ فَإِنَّهَا عَوْرَةٌ. غَطِّ فَخِذَكْ فَإِنَّهَا عَوْرَةٌ. Cover your thigh, cover your thigh. Our young brothers play football, don't wear shorts, cover your thighs. غطي فخذك فإنها عورة. It is a satr. It has to be concealed. Another type of musalsal hadith is similar to Muhammad, musalsal bil Ahmadiyyin. All the narrators from Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith al-Dihlavi rahmatullahi. Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi, his name is Ahmad bin Abdul Rahim. So Ahmad, and then his ustad again is Ahmad, all the way to who? To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is Muhammad and Ahmad. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. So all the narrators are Ahmad. Another type of musalsal narration is musalsal bil-qurra. Musalsal bil-qurra. All the narrators are qaris. All the narrators, so that the muhaddithin, the ulama, and the qaris as well. And this narration includes one of the famous rawis of the Saba Qirat, Abdullah bin Kathir, Ahmad bin Kathir. And he narrates from, Abdullah bin Kathir, so is a qari. And then from Mujahid bin Jabr, also a qari. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, a qari. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b, aqra'ul ummah. And he narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited Surah Wadduha. And after completing Surah Wadduha, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, he recited loudly takbir, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. And then he said, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. When he finished, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, he said again, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ, again at the end, all the way till قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And this was the practice of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is also mentioned in Al-Mustadrak Al-Sahihain by Hakim. Another type of musalsal narration is Al-Musalsal Bil-Diyafa Wal-Aswadain. A few years ago, Hazrat Maulana Taqiyuddin Saab Nadwi, Damat Barakatuhum, a famous student of Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, visited Hazrat Maulana Ayyub Saab in Leicester, and there was an ulama program, and musalsal, a few of the musalsalat were mentioned, and one of the musalsalat, a photocopy of which I was given and many other ulama were given, was Al-Musalsal Bil-Diyafa Bil-Aswadain. That all the way from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the way from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam till Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, until our teachers and to me and us. Every ustad of hadith, every sheikh, every muhaddith, when he sat with his student, mentioned this hadith and then gave him water and a khajur to eat. And this hadith goes all the way to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that أضافنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الأسودين التمر والماء. My narration, my silsila through Hazrat Maulana Taqiyuddin Saab, and then to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayh, and then all the way to Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi Alayh, and beyond to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have this musalsal practiced till today. Till today, Hazrat Maulana Taqiyuddin Saab requested Hazrat Maulana Ayyub Saab Surti of Leicester that when the ulama gather and the talaba of the Dawlums of Leicester, when they gather, everyone should be given zamzam and a khajur, so that this silsila and this sunnah continues till the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Taqiyuddin Saab says that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned this hadith of Hazrat Ali and then gave me water and khajur to drink, zamzam or any water and khajur to drink and khajur to eat. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that when I was in the company of Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Sahrampuri rahmatullahi alayh, he mentioned this hadith of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahrampuri rahmatullahi alayh gave me zamzam and a khajur to eat. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Sahrampuri rahmatullahi alayh says, when I was in the company of my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qayyum Sahib Budanwi rahmatullahi alayh in Bhopal in India, he mentioned this hadith of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he gave me zamzam and khajur to eat. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qayyum Sahib Budanwi rahmatullahi alayh says, I was in the company of Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib rahmatullahi alayh. He mentioned this hadith and he gave me zamzam and a khajur to eat. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib rahmatullahi alayh says, I was in the company of Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayh, and he mentioned this hadith of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he gave me zamzam and khajur to eat. Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayh says, the Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayh mentioned this hadith to me and he gave me zamzam and khajur to eat. And Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi says that I was in the company of my ustad, Shaykh Abu Tahir al-Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, adhafana bil aswadain al-tamri wal ma. He mentioned this hadith of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he gave me zamzam and khajur to eat. And this goes all the way to Hazrat Hussein, Hazrat Ali, and then to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entertained me. He was my host, and he gave me zamzam water and khajur to eat. He, Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayh, we have 5 minutes left. We began with the favors of Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayh upon the ummah. The last hadith mentioned here, page 323, the second to last hadith, we will end. Translated very briefly, we've already mentioned the hadith, and we will end. 12:30 is time for lunch. وبالسند المتصل منا إلى الإمام المصنف رحمه الله تعالى قال حدثنا محمد بن بشار قال حدثنا معاذ بن هشام قال حدثنا أبي عن آمن الأحول عن أبي الصديق الناجي عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن إذا اشتهى الولد في الجنة كان حمله ووضعه وسنه في ساعة واحدة كما يشتهي. وبه قال حدثنا عثمان بن أبي شيبة قال حدثنا جرير بن مسلم إبراهيم العبيدة عبد الله بن مسعود قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لأعلم آخر أهل النار خروجا منها. This is the hadith which we mentioned earlier. The last person who will leave Jahannam and enter into Jannah. إني لأعلم آخر أهل النار خروجا منها وآخر أهل الجنة دخولا الجنة رجل يخرج من النار حبوا. He will crawl out of Jannah. فيقال له اذهب فادخل الجنة فيأتيها فيخيل إليها أنها ملأة إليها أنها ملأة فيرجع فيقول يا رب وجدتها ملأة. He will say to Allah, جنة is full. فيقول الله, Allah Ta'ala will say, اذهب go فادخل الجنة, enter Jannah, I'm telling you to go into Jannah. فيأتيها, he will come back again, فيخيل إليها أنها ملأة, he will look around and he will say, he will return and he will say to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, why do you keep on sending me, Jannah is full. فيرجع فيقول يا رب وجدتها ملأة فيقول الله سبحانه اذهب فادخل الجنة. I'm telling you to go. اذهب فادخل الجنة. فيأتيها فيخيل إليها أنها ملأة. He will again come back فيقول يا رب إنها ملأة. Oh Allah, it's full. Jannah is full. There is no space for me. فيقول الله, Allah Ta'ala will then say, fourth time, he will say, اذهب فادخل الجنة. I'm telling you, right? Go into Jannah. Just enter the door. Once you enter, you will see how vast my mercy is. Just enter the door. اذهب فادخل الجنة فإن لك مثل الدنيا وعشرة أمثالها. I will give you a Jannah equal to the size of this universe and tenfold. Allah's rahmat is wasi, is very vast. فإن لك مثل الدنيا وعشرة أمثالها. أو قال إن لك مثل عشرة أمثال الدنيا. فيقول أتسخر بي؟ أو قال أتضحك بي وأنت الملك. There is a mistake here. أتسخر بي أو after the أو it should be a همزة أو يعني أو قال أتضحك بي.